We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John, you remember when you were just a young redheaded kid?
Yes, back during the Depression.
And you said to yourself, I want to be famous one day. I want to be on TV and all that.
I just wanted to work with Super Shan.
And...
Well, oh, that's our dream. All of us had that dream.
Yeah.
I met this young man, I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe more. He called and said he wanted to be on the radio. And I was like, well, what do you mean?
Yep.
What do you do?
Way more.
I'm going to be famous someday, but I just want to come down and learn what's going on. I listen to you guys.
He was a high school kid.
Yeah. So we brought him in there as an intern, and he started writing for us and did reporting and all that. Now... he's on TV, and he does stand-up comedy. He is Will Vogt, and it's nice to welcome you back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Hey, Patty. Hey, how are you? That was a very nice... I really appreciate that.
Well, I always love to tell people the stories of other people who are successful and have that focus, and as I call it, eye of the tiger, and you knew what you wanted to do at a young age. And everybody, you know, now you're on the inside, but when you're on the outside, you see these people who are movie actors or singers and all that, and you say, you don't ever think about how they got there.
Yeah, they're running around testing the fences to find the weak spot to get in, right?
I always, when I would test, I worked in the White House long time ago, and I remember calling Scott from the West Wing. And
West Wing.
Yeah.
You weren't on that show yet.
No, I wasn't on that show.
He was in the real West Wing.
Yeah.
But that's where the fences are electrified.
Yeah. You don't test them.
I just kept, stop!
What did you do what did you do at the White House?
Entertain Bill Clinton.
That's right. It was second term. I was Sidney Blumenthal's assistant in the communications department. So,
right. Wow.
Yeah.
You've had a very broad-ranging past.
Thank you very much, Patty Steele.
Where did you grow up, anyway?
I went to high school in Yorktown. I was born in Long Beach, Long Island, and spent some time here in Manhattan. And then my family moved to Fairfield, Connecticut, and then Yorktown, and then I went to college in Baltimore.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You see how quick he is like that? Yeah. He just tells a story.
Boom, boom, boom. He understands radio.
You ask that to some people, and you got to wait 20 minutes before you get the whole deal.
He knows you, Scott. He's worked with you.
You were kind of funny because you wanted to be a comedian first. That was going to be your stepping stone to where you wanted to go.
Well, and that's why I loved the show, because I would, I'd wake up in the morning and I would listen to you, and I would just laugh. I would laugh out loud, and I loved David Letterman, and I loved Johnny Carson, and I loved Jerry Seinfeld, and so I was very drawn to that world, and you were kind, and kind of like, people meet people who influence their lives, and Scott took me in and allowed me to be a fly on the wall where, you can't spend, years with somebody in this business like Scott Shannon and not take something away from it.
And then you moved from there, from doing that stuff for Scott, to Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, I was at Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
He jilted me for Conan.
I remember that call. I was like, no, I got a gig over at NBC.
It
was like
Conan actually paid him.
Oh, there is that.
I was a young man on the totem pole, writing assistant, but that's when Andy Richter was there.
Sure.
I remember Farrah Fawcett coming in. She was all whacked out, just like she was on Letterman. But you learn sketch comedy. You learn how to put things together. And, you have a bunch of writers who are the best in the business. And when something's funny, they don't necessarily laugh. They just say, that's funny. Yeah.
Did you fall into acting, or did somebody say
I did? It hurt. I broke my hip, and it was...
You know what? The real truth, let me tell the story. The real truth is, he's not a very good comedian.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's not true.
But he's good enough.
Oh,
and
geez.
he's He wanted.
Want me to slap him? Like, well,
that's
he
all right.
Wasn't
no,
a good,
let me.
You know what? As time went by, he got to be a better comedian.
Well, no, you're horrible in the beginning. Yeah. I remember in the beginning, you know, and this is like this for every single comic, especially in New York City, where there's the opportunity to get better. You're horrible. You stink, mm-hmm. and you get on stage. And I was doing radio up in Buffalo, and the only reason would let me on stage to do stand up is because I was on the radio.
And you could sell it.
Yeah. So it's and they're like, oh, you're going to talk about that? Sure, we'll let you get up there.
Yeah,
that's
you're
no
not
problem.
Funny, but come on by.
Right. Yeah. So it takes a long time, you know.
Yeah. And then the acting, just did that somebody reach out to you or did you reach out?
It's all from stand up. You know, you're in the clubs and then people are in the audience. And there was somebody from Disney at Caroline's on Broadway. And that resulted in me being cast in the first iteration of Aladdin the Musical, and where I played the genie for 5 years in Los Angeles.
Oh, oh, so cool. Very cool.
We're at Disneyland.
I was at California Adventure. Michael Eisner had built a $40 million theater. It was 2,000
right.
people. It was.
I saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful facility, too.
It was. You know, I got to meet Robin. He was in town doing Bengal Tiger Hidden Dragon. And I got about 5 minutes with him and just the brightest of lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you playing the genie? Don't do my stuff. Don't do my stuff.
Now you can see, I told you he's getting funny.
Yeah.
That's oh, jeez.
Right. I'll tell you one thing. It's hard, you know, my son's listening. He's 16. He's on Long Island. So good morning, Carter.
Look about 16. How can
I
you
know,
have a
I
kid
was thinking
six?
Yeah. Thing.
Well, you know, they just come back and go, hey, I'm pregnant. What do you want to do? Oh, no. It's all good.
I want a son.
Wow. Yeah, I got married young and then divorced younger. She's like, how long are you going to do stand-up? And I was like, for the rest of my life. She's like, all right, I'm out.
Bye.
Anybody want to do a 9-to-5-er? We got a bedroom here and a young man.
I get the car.
But I told you, he's getting funnier.
Yeah, he's getting good.
When you're dating now, I find myself inevitably getting into relationships with women, and the question comes up, the children question comes up all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, listen, my biological clock is ticking. And I have been told by women, my eggs are dying. And I'm like, whoa, your eggs?
Wait, really?
Your eggs are dying.
Really?
Like, how are you putting that on me?
Right.
Like, I just met you 2 weeks ago. Your eggs are dying. And then they're like, listen, well, maybe if we freeze the egg, then I would know you're freeze the egg. That's like $20,000 a piece. And then I thought about it and I said, you know what? I would be willing to freeze the egg if it was an embryo, because
right.
then even if you break up with me, now you're stuck with me for the rest of your life.
Well,
if you
I don't even know your last name yet.
That's right. That's right. You want to talk about eggs? Why don't you come back to me when you have two left, like one and then a backup, and then we'll have that conversation.
All right, tell it tonight. They unleashed season 3.
Tell us who you are on Mrs. Maisel.
Yes.
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Who do people look for?
I play Major Buck Brillstein on the season premiere, written and directed by Amy Sherman Palladino, the Queen Bee. Midge Maisel is on tour this year, opening up for Shai Baldwin. So it kind of kicks off where the last season left off. I know a lot of fans are wondering what's going to go on with Joel and then
right.
Zachary Levi's character and who's she going to go with. So she starts by performing at a USO tour, and I am a wannabe comedian, as Scott said.
He's getting better.
In the show.
In the MC, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Of the whole thing, kind of like tying it together. And there's also a really nice piece, like they did, you know, in the USO back in the 50s, they would do sketch comedy.
Right.
So Major Buck gets to participate in some sketch comedy where he plays another character that might not be physically appealing when you see me on TV, but it is rather
it's
funny.
You. It's you.
It is.
Is it tough playing a character set in another era?
It was fun. I mean, the Palladinos are very, very specific. What was incredible is that there's these sequences that we shot on location in a hangar, and we broke records in the state of New York. I was on stage, and there were almost 1,000 background actors.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
They
have to dress like the period?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't get a military uniform within a 250-mile radius. They had it all. I felt like, I remember going to a PA going like, hey, I feel like we're shooting Star Wars. Like, if you guys run out of money, do you just text Jeff Bezos and say, can you prime me over a bag of cash?
Apparently so.
No, it was quite epic. Quite epic.
And Sterling K. Brown is joining this season as well, right?
Yes, he is.
He plays Shy's manager.
And Sterling Brown, too.
Yeah. Wow.
It's incredible because I remember he was on the red carpet with Rachel, and they kind of had this moment, and they were at an awards show, and she said, we would love to have you on the show. And, you know,
he
obviously
went, okay.
Sterling's doing This Is Us. That seems to be going very well for NBC. Congratulations. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 it's
there
announced
he
that he's there. So that's how those things kind of happen.
Oh, my gosh. What fun.
Well, I've read nothing, but they say it's going to be very exciting. There's a lot of changes in Mrs. Maisel, and this is like another breakout season.
Yeah, that's what they say. It has been released. Some people are nuts, but I respect it. It's on Amazon Prime.
It was at midnight they released it,
They released it. Was it midnight?
I think so.
I checked before I came here, and then
I know it's still out today.
It's already. I thought it was midnight tonight, but it's up. Maybe
it's up right now. People are calling in from work. They're not going to work. They're going to binge watch right. Maisel.
I'm already up to episode 4.
She's been watching here.
Look for the guy in the military outfit in the hangar.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
MC of the show,
Major
the
Buck.
Show. Right,
he is Will Vogt. He is on the
we
marvelous Mrs. Maisel today. Thank you, buddy. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
Anytime, you just come on by.
All right.
May put you on, may not.
You're funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.